Hi everyone, and welcome back to CzechClass101.com. This is Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 23, Visiting a Czech Bar. Michael here.
Ahoj, I'm Martin.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to make suggestions. This conversation takes place on the street.
It's between Tom, Irina, and Martin.
The speakers know each other, so they'll be speaking informal Czech. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Ireno, co je tohle?
To je bar. Chodíš rád do baru?
Jo, jasně.
Dobře, tak půjdeme dneska večer do baru?
Jo, to zní dobře.
Tome, dnes večer Martin a já jdeme do baru. Půjdeš s náma?
Jasně, půjdeme všichni spolu. Ale kdo bude hlídat naše dítě?
Listen to the conversation one time slowly.
Ireno, co je tohle?
To je bar. Chodíš rád do baru?
Jo, jasně.
Dobře. Tak půjdem dneska večer do baru?
Jo, to zní dobře.
Tome, dnes večer Martin a já jdeme do baru. Půjdeš s náma?
Jasně, půjdem všichni spolu. Ale kdo bude hlídat naše dítě?
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Ireno, co je tohle?
Irina, what is that?
To je bar. Chodíš rád do baru?
Oh, that's a bar. Do you like going to bars?
Jo, jasně.
Yes, I do.
Dobře, tak půjdeme dneska večer do baru?
Well then, shall we go to the bar tonight?
Jo, to zní dobře.
That sounds good.
Tome, dnes večer Martin a já jdeme do baru. Půjdeš s náma?
Tom, tonight Martin and I are going to the bar. Will you come with us?
Jasně, půjdeme všichni spolu. Ale kdo bude hlídat naše dítě?
Yes, let's go there together. But who is going to take care of our baby? Martin, what do Czech people usually do at night?
Many Czech people use their time after work for sports. Squash, tennis, badminton, Pilates, and the group sports like football are very popular. Other people like to spend their time doing cultural and social activities, such as going to the cinema and theater or meeting up with friends.
What about people with children?
Families with children often spend their time helping children to do their homeworks or prepare for school the next day. People also like reading.
Can you give us a useful sentence?
Nekoukneme se na nějaký film?
Shall we watch a movie? Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
bar.
Bar.
Bar. Bar.
Next we have
chodit.
To walk, to go, to stroll.
Chodit. Chodit.
Next we have
dneska.
Today.
Dneska. Dneska.
Next we have
večer.
Evening.
Večer. Večer.
Next we have
my.
We.
My. My.
Next we have
jít.
To go. To walk.
Jít. Eat.
Next we have
všichni.
Everybody, everyone, all.
Všichni. Všichni.
Next we have
spolu.
Together, jointly, with each other.
Spolu. Spolu.
Next we have
Hlídat.
To guard, to watch, to look after, to babysit, to patrol.
Hlídat. Hlídat.
Next we have
dítě.
Baby. Child.
Dítě. Dítě.
Let's have a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
spolu,
meaning together, jointly, with each other, or just each other. This is an adverb that expresses something being done or happening together.
Spolu can also be a prefix that changes the meaning of the original noun, such as in spolujezdci, which means front seat passenger, as opposed to just jezdec, meaning driver.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say vycházet spolu dobře nebo špatně,
which means to get on well or badly. Okay, what's the next word?
Hlídat,
meaning to watch over, to look after, or to guard. This is an imperfective verb that does not indicate the end of the action. Its main meaning is to look after something or somebody. Depending on context, this verb is translated in various ways in English.
Here are some examples. Hlídaný objekt.
A protected property.
Hlídat někomu děti.
To babysit children for somebody.
Or hlídat si tašku.
Which means to keep an eye on one's bag. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn how to suggest something in Czech.
There are a few expressions you can use to make suggestions.
What can you say in Czech if you want to invite someone to go somewhere?
You can ask a positive question using půjdem or a negative one using nepůjdem.
Can you give us an example for each?
Sure. If you want to invite someone out, you could say půjdem spolu ven,
which means, shall we go out together?
If you want to invite someone to go to the movies, you could ask nepůjdem do kina,
which literally is, won't we go to the cinema? And means, shall we go to the cinema?
Another way to ask someone to go out, which is used more in a written form, is the word pojďme, which means, let's go.
Can you give us an example?
Pojďme do kina.
Let's go to the cinema.
You can use pojďme for the plural second person you. For example, pojďte na kafe.
Let's go for a coffee.
In day-to-day conversation, pojďme is replaced by the negative question, nepůjdem?
Now let's learn how to make a suggestion about eating food.
For this, you can use the conjugated form of dát si.
Can you give us an example?
Dáme si něco k jídlu?
Shall we have something to eat?
There is also a written form, rarely used in day-to-day conversation. It's dejme si.
In this form, the question changes into a proposition, and the question mark is dropped.
For example, dejme si něco k jídlu.
Let's have something to eat. Now let's move on to some expressions that can be used in various situations.
In this case, you can use mám.
Shall I?
Or máme.
Shall we?
For example, máme zavolat zase v úterý.
Shall we call on Tuesday again?
In other cases, you can make suggestion using proč ne?
Meaning, why not?
For example, proč si nedat občerstvení u nás?
Which means, why not have refreshments with us?
Or, si unavený, proč si neodpočneš?
You are tired, why don't you take a rest?
Listeners, do you know the powerful secret behind rapid progress?
Using the entire system.
Lesson notes are an important part of this system.
They include a transcript and translation of the conversation,
key lesson vocabulary,
and detailed grammar explanations.
Lesson notes accompany every audio or video lesson.
Use them on the site or mobile device, or print them out.
Using the lesson notes with audio and video media will rapidly increase your learning speed.
Go to CzechClass101.com and download the lesson notes for this lesson right now.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Děkuji.
Ireno, co je tohle?
A, to je bar. Chodíš rád do baru?
Jo, jasně.
Dobře, tak půjdeme dneska večer do baru?
Jo, to zní dobře.
Tome, dnes večer Martin a já jdeme do baru. Půjdeš s náma?
Jasně, půjdeme všichni spolu. Ale kdo bude hlídat naše dítě?